Have you ever felt an emotion so intensely it seemed to physically burn you from the inside out? For millions living with borderline personality disorder, this isn't metaphor, it's daily reality. Their emotions arrive with such ferocity that experts describe them as third-degree burns to the psyche. Yet here's the paradox. These same individuals often fear the very emotions they experience so powerfully. This creates a cruel cycle where the intensity drives them toward harmful coping mechanisms, self-harm, substance abuse, relationship sabotage, that offer momentary relief but deepen the wound. BPD affects roughly 1 to 2% of the population, touching millions worldwide, yet until recently, it was shrouded in misconception and stigma. Thanks to groundbreaking research and brave public figures like Pete Davidson and Brandon Marshall sharing their journeys, we're finally beginning to understand this complex condition, not as a life sentence, but as a treatable disorder with genuine pathways to recovery. What makes BPD particularly puzzling is its chameleon-like nature, with 9 diagnostic criteria requiring only 5 for diagnosis. There are 151 possible symptom combinations. 2 people with identical diagnoses might present completely differently. One struggling primarily with relationship chaos and abandonment fears, another battling identity confusion and impulsive behaviors. Yet beneath these varied presentations lies a common thread, emotions that arrive with overwhelming intensity and a desperate lack of tools to manage them. This isn't about being crazy or manipulative, words that have unfairly stigmatized those with BPD for decades. It's about experiencing feelings with an intensity most people can't comprehend. Imagine your emotional volume dial permanently stuck at maximum. A minor disagreement feels like relationship apocalypse. A small criticism cuts like a knife. This emotional amplification isn't chosen. It's neurobiological reality. The struggle isn't the emotions themselves, but the absence of effective strategies to navigate them. Understanding this distinction transforms how we view BPD, from character flaw to treatable condition requiring compassion and evidence-based intervention. Perhaps no psychiatric condition carries more damaging misconceptions than BPD. The most toxic myth paints people with BPD as manipulative attention seekers who harm themselves to control others. Research tells a different story. People with BPD typically harm themselves to escape unbearable emotional pain, not to manipulate anyone. The behavior serves an internal function, emotional relief, not an external one. Another persistent falsehood suggests people with BPD are dangerous and violent toward others. The truth? They're far more likely to turn aggression inward, often sacrificing their own needs to keep everyone else happy. Until recently, clinicians considered BPD incurable. Some avoided diagnosing it altogether. We now know this is dramatically false. BPD actually has a better prognosis than many other psychiatric conditions, with most people recovering over time, particularly with appropriate treatment. The myth that bad parenting causes BPD has also inflicted tremendous harm on families already struggling to help loved ones. While childhood experiences matter, BPD emerges from complex interactions between biological vulnerabilities and environmental factors, not parental failure alone. BPD emerges when genetic vulnerability collides with environmental stress. Twin studies reveal 35% concordance in identical twins versus 7% in fraternal twins, suggesting roughly 50% heritability. First-degree relatives face 12 times the general population's risk. But genetics create vulnerability, not destiny. These inherited factors involve heightened neuroticism, experiencing negative emotions intensely, linked to brain serotonin activity. Brain imaging reveals structural differences, smaller amygdalas showing heightened reactivity to emotional stimuli, while the prefrontal cortex, the emotion regulation center, shows reduced stress activity. Picture an oversensitive fire alarm paired with malfunctioning sprinklers. Environmental factors, especially childhood experiences, interact critically with these vulnerabilities. About half report childhood sexual abuse, with severity correlating to symptom intensity. Yet abuse isn't necessary. More universal is invalidation, environments where emotions are consistently dismissed, punished, or ignored. When children's feelings are treated as wrong, they learn to distrust their emotional experiences. This creates a vicious cycle. Invalidation makes emotions feel chaotic, leading to suppression or explosive expression, triggering more invalidation. Attachment problems compound this, creating the characteristic push-pull pattern, desperately seeking closeness while simultaneously fearing it.
Here's the most important thing about BPD. Most people diagnosed with it won't have it forever. Studies tracking hospitalized patients found 74% no longer met diagnostic criteria within 6 years, with many achieving remission in just 2 years. Even more remarkably, 94% of those who recover don't relapse, even without specialized BPD treatments, suggesting natural improvement over time. Not all symptoms improve equally. Behavioral symptoms like self-harm and suicidal behavior show dramatic improvement, dropping from 80% to 25% after 6 years, and respond particularly well to treatment. Emotional symptoms like intense depression, guilt, anger, and anxiety often persist even after patients no longer meet full BPD criteria. This may reflect inherent emotional intensity that's part of temperament rather than disorder. The goal isn't eliminating emotions, that's impossible, but changing how you cope with them. Several factors influence recovery speed. Additional psychiatric disorders, particularly substance use problems, PTSD, depression, or anxiety, make recovery more challenging. People without substance problems are 4 times more likely to achieve remission. Relationships significantly impact recovery too. Learning healthier coping mechanisms typically improves relationships, while stable, supportive relationships accelerate recovery, sometimes dramatically after ending toxic relationships or developing supportive ones.
Effective BPD treatments exist. Dialectical behavior therapy, developed by Dr. Marsha Linehan in the 1980s, remains the gold standard. DBT doesn't just prevent suicide attempts, it helps people build lives worth living. The approach recognizes that BPD develops when biological, emotional vulnerability meets environmental invalidation, balancing acceptance with practical problem solving. Standard DBT includes weekly individual therapy, skilled groups, crisis phone consultation, and therapist teams. Skills training covers 4 areas: mindfulness, present moment awareness without judgment, interpersonal effectiveness, navigating relationships and asking for what you need, emotion regulation, managing feelings through observation and change strategies, and distress tolerance, surviving crises without making things worse. 8 randomized trials prove DBT reduces suicide attempts, self-harm, anger, and hospitalizations while improving social functioning. Mentalization-based treatment offers another path, strengthening sense of self by helping clients understand that behaviors arise from internal mental states, thoughts, feelings, desires. This mentalization capacity often develops inadequately in BPD. Medications can support treatment, though no anti-BPD pill exists. Antidepressants, mood stabilizers, and antipsychotics may help specific symptoms, but work best combined with therapy. Living with BPD means navigating a world where emotions feel amplified and relationships precarious. But recovery isn't just possible, it's probable. Most people diagnosed with BPD eventually no longer meet diagnostic criteria. The journey requires courage, appropriate treatment, and patience, learning that emotions are temporary visitors rather than permanent residents. Recovery doesn't mean becoming emotionless or changing who you are fundamentally. It means developing healthier coping strategies for emotional intensity, building authentic relationships without fear of abandonment, and replacing self-harm with self-compassion. Whether through DBT, MBT, medication, or combination approaches, effective help exists. The path forward begins with reaching out for appropriate treatment and believing that the life you want is possible. For those willing to do the work, it absolutely is.